The last time we were here, the two smokestacks, the last remaining symbol of the textile mill that went bankrupt, were being leveled. That was in August. The core laboratory's frame was complete, and a capping-off date wasn't far off. There wasn't much else but the soil behind the fenced-off grounds where the Pilotex mill and its retention pond once stood. On this sunny February day, not one but two building frames are quite visible beyond the fence. Construction workers are moving big equipment and bustling about. Some line up pieces of roofing on the core laboratory.
The core lab is well under construction. It's probably more than half done. They are doing the brickwork now. The dome is generally in place. So it's on schedule. The schedule is still November of this year to have it complete. Probably be open the very first part of next year and operational.
Kannapolis City Manager Mike Legg further explains that the UNC Chapel Hill Nutrition Center is off to a good start. Quick work considering the massive plan was unveiled in September 2005, when the plant was still standing. California billionaire and Dole Foods owner David Murdoch is financing the 350-acre campus. Murdoch's vision includes labs run by the state's major universities dedicated to nutrition and wellness. The research hub comes with the promise of 5,000 biotech jobs, plus another 30,000 spin-off jobs.
Hi.
2 years ago, Zinzin Lin moved to Kannapolis from Miami. His coffee shop in the city's Cannon Village has been around for a year and a half.
I didn't have a coffee shop here, so I thought it would be a good business to get into. I thought the progress would be a little bit faster and that, you know, more merchants would have moved in already. And unfortunately, that did not happen as fast as I thought it would.
The tiny storefront coffee shop is practically across the street from all the construction activity. But Lin says it hasn't seen much foot traffic, and he feels he misjudged just how quickly things would progress.
I don't think I'm going to be able to hang in. You know, it might take another year and a half before it really gets to where I could, you know, get to where I can survive here and, you know, do well.
Still, he remains optimistic about the growth the campus will bring. Lin has something else in the works, a cleaning business. Apart from construction workers going in and out of unoccupied storefronts, it's a very quiet mid-afternoon on this Monday. Up the road, however, Ronald Reynolds has steady customers at his Southern Charm gift shop.
As far as our business has gone here, as the mill declined, so did our business. And so I think we finally, you know, hit the bottom. And we are seeing, you know, new people. A lot of the business that I've seen so far coming from it are related to the construction that's going on. Some of the people involved with the construction that are coming in shopping.
Reynolds is a native of Kannapolis. He's seen the town at its worst. After the 100-year-old mill went bust nearly 4 years ago, this caused the state's largest mass layoff in history.
I am grateful for what Murdoch's doing here because if that was not happening, you know, there would be no way we could keep our business open because sales here have, you know, drop so much. And I think, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel now, you know, so to speak.
It's not quite smooth sailing yet for the campus. The financial pieces aren't all in place. Murdoch is requesting $76 million to $160 million in public funding. The Cabarrus County Commission is a little reserved about this, but Kannapolis manager Mike Legg says the city is happy to work with him.
He was not looking for cash in his pocket. He was looking for a partnership to build some of the infrastructure to support the project. So that's the route we're going. I think the commissioners ultimately will be on board. They just have a lot of questions that need answered, and we're in the process of answering those questions for them to give them a better comfort level.
Plus, the UNC system is still waiting for the legislature to approve a $29 million request so it can staff the labs and pay for other campus needs. However long these pieces take, the city of Kannapolis is eager for the biotech hub to be built and in use. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.